up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the HBO show Big Little Lies, actor James Tupper. Welcome to the show, James.
Hey,
how are you, man?
Thank you very much, Mario. Nice to be here, man.
Nice to see you. Where are you from originally?
You know what? I'm trying to quit, but I'm Canadian.
What part of Canada?
I'm totally joking. I love it. I grew up in Nova Scotia, Far East Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been to Nova Scotia.
You have, really?
Yes, I have. New Brunswick.
I'm so proud of you right now.
I have.
I'm so proud of you.
As a matter of fact, I had a great time in Nova Scotia. I look back on it fondly. A lot of French-speaking folks there, right?
They call them Acadians. So they were the ancestors that became the Cajuns.
Yes. Season 2 of Big Little Lies just kicked off. So what's going on with your character this season?
It's intense, dude. Like, okay, I think that every guy has been in this situation where your wife has a secret that she's secretly a murderer.
And you're, I wouldn't be surprised if mine was, but okay.
No, okay. I know, right? And then you're left to like pick up the pieces and try to figure it out. It's this season. I would never say this, and I don't think it's anything to do with me, but I feel like the series has actually gone up a notch. Meryl Streep added to the cast, but they also, the writers know exactly what they're going for, the nerve they're trying to hit. So it's intense and it's fun.
The acting's definitely next level. And it's true that it was originally supposed to be a miniseries, correct? And
then it was based on a novel, but HBO did it right because they got the novelist to write a further 150 pages.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, so then that worked out.
Yeah. Well, I think it's it's complex storytelling, you know, rather than just kind of winging it.
Exactly. At least it's still from
like on Lost, they were like just...
They had no idea what they were doing on Lost.
They were lost on Lost.
They got lost on Lost.
And what's the vibe on set?
It's fun. It's intense.
A lot of girl power there.
It's like the halftime in the Raptors locker room. Like everybody, it's a lot of girl power, but everybody can do very special things with the ball. And you're like, wow, this is like, you know, these are very talented people. But it's not like there's no pranks going on.
Who's the Kawhi Leonard?
Who's the Kawhi? It's like the other two will kill me if I tell you the one I think is the Kawhi. No, how do you not say Meryl Streep?
I mean, yeah, she's that's amazing. A safe.
By the way, I would love to see Meryl Streep pulling pranks on set. Right? I think that would be amazing.
Like, how is she to work with? And how does she dynamic?
It's exactly like meeting the Queen of England.
You had to bow?
Because she's so respected, and she has so many Oscars. It's like... when people meet her, they have to deal with the fact that they have this long life experience with her.
Right. It is like acting royalty, right?
It is. And then she treats you as such. She's very generous to you and kind. She takes the time to say, I really enjoyed you on the show.
That's cool.
And you're like, wow, thanks. Because she knows that you're going to spend the rest of your life talking with the moment you met her.
She's smart, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But do you question that because she's like one of the greatest actresses of all time? Like, was she authentic in saying
even
to
if
you?
She's faking it?
Maybe. She's a good enough actor.
Right.
she looked at me right in the eye and said, you really suck.
I can tell you're acting.
That'd be awesome if I said thank you.
No, I saw her go across that hotel lobby and she like every single person she stopped and had a moment with. That's like, wow, I saw a window into her life. I was like, okay, everybody has to deal with her. Like nobody's cash.
Yeah.
Until you become, you know.
Right.
You're probably the same, Mario.
Well, I'm cool with everybody. That's for sure.
I know you are. I think you are, man.
Yeah, except for these two guys. I like to bust their chops every day.
I was just telling my friend, I've been your fan since the beginning, man, that you're on a reality show. I'm like, that guy is friggin' awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
I really have. And then I think I saw you when you were at the Grove one time.
That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, it's cool.
All these years later, man, we're still hanging around. You also got something in the works with Katie Holmes. No Apologies is the name of it. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's we shot a pilot for Fox, and it was a... It's fun. It's about this the Petraeus affair. This general that kind of like betrayed his country a little bit because he fell in love with an FBI officer. It's fun.
Oh wow! Yeah, I like those slice of life. Is it almost like a memoir, like a certain part of his life, or does it go through?
It goes through just that incident where he gets discovered.
Got it.
And she is the FBI agent that was like. It was fun. We had a little love scene. That was fun.
You have a son, right?
I do. Yeah, 10-year-old. Yeah.
Atlas.
Love it.
That's a great name.
Thank you, man.
That's a great name. How'd you come up with that?
You know what? It was my ex. She was like he was inside her. He said he's going to be super strong and stubborn, and he's going to know his own mind. And all that turned out to be true.
Oh wow!
It was like extraterrestrial that she was able to do that. But it was it's like he is. He's like he's got his own way, and that's cool. How it's going
to
be.
He lived up to it. Only one.
Even one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you got one good one. That's all you need. Sometimes.
How many do you got?
I've got two. One on the way.
Oh, congrats. Yeah,
I'm staying busy. Thank you. This is a fun fact. You once lived on a coffee farm in Kenya.
I did.
Wow. I did. Okay. Wait, so many questions. First of all, I'm a huge coffee lover. How is the coffee in Kenya?
No, I think Kenyan coffee is a step above everything.
If you ever, really?
Yeah. And by the way, it's a little bit more expensive than every other coffee you'll buy.
Well, it's far. But why is it so much better? And
Here's the thing. Canada,
it's all about the soil, right?
Yes, soil. Yeah. They have this volcanic earth. It's like you can dig straight down for like 50 feet and it's still like this beautiful, rich earth. But I'll tell you something interesting about Canada growing up there is like when you finish high school and you don't know what you want to do, there's a program called Canada World Youth and you can just go anywhere in the world, like mostly developing countries, like 30 or 40 countries you can apply to. And I just really wanted to go to Africa. So wow. I went there and I was like living with a family, learning Swahili.
Really?
Hanging out.
And
you know what's really funny is like you travel that far in the world, you feel like there's going to be different people and you're not going to get along. It was like, no, became family. Like, and you know, people even that far around the world are still like, people are just people, you know?
Yeah.
There's still a grumpy uncle. Right. There's still like a brother that's doing stuff that he shouldn't be doing.
Right.
It was amazing. So yeah, I still consider them like a kind of family.
That is so cool. No, it really is a small world and you couldn't have picked a different culture.
Totally.
And experience.
Yeah.
So that's cool, man. Good for you. How's the food, by the way?
Food there is amazing because they eat everything super fresh. Yeah. Like we would go out and just pick, there was like a passion fruit vine. Like right outside our little hut there, and we just go out and we pick it and eat it.
Did you get down any gazelle that were running? Bam! No,
he's not a lion.
No, pardon me? We don't.
He's not a lion. He didn't just like take down a gazelle.
But you can hunt them, I imagine. No,
you can hunt. So I was just in like a kind of tribal village, and we just hung out. We just didn't.
Well, I didn't know if they live off the land like
we
that.
We did. We grew everything.
Were there like any weird dishes that you ate?
Their favorite was roast meat. They did a lot of roast meat, and then they did chapata, which is bread like fried in oil. It was so freaking good.
That sounds good.
It was so good. The cool thing about there was you go to a restaurant, and you sit down, and then like an hour would go by. And I'm like, hey guys, like I'm hungry. Like what's going on? And then someone would drift over to your table and be like, hey fellas, what's going on? And they'd sit down with you. How's it going? And you'd chat with them for 10 minutes.
Before you eat.
And then they go, so what brings you in? I'm like, well, we were hoping to have dinner.
Dang.
And then they go off and like 45 minutes later, they come with dinner.
That's like a 3-hour experience.
No, for sure.
Like, are they hunting?
And that was totally normal. What?
Were they hunting the baby?
Like, dang.
Maybe.
Wow, that's interesting. All right.
Totally different. Totally different. And happy, like the happiest people I ever
met. Yeah.
Well,
that's awesome. Cool. Joyful, very cool. Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers here. Go-to karaoke song.
Ghost in You, Psychedelic Furs.
Okay.
Should I do it?
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Just joking.
Don't tease us.
Oh, no. No way. You can't offer that and not do it.
Oh, you're a tease. Oh, okay, James. Movie you've seen the most?
You know, I like that bear movie with Alec Baldwin and The Edge, I think it was called.
Oh,
remember that bear movie?
Yeah,
I kind of remember that.
You've seen that movie more than any other movie, huh?
I bro out to that, yeah.
All right.
No, because they got to get away from the bear, man.
They got to get away from the bear. Celebrity so crush real. Growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up, wow. I liked Alicia Silverstone.
Clueless.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was cute.
I agree.
Don't tell her.
I will not.
So now we're tomorrow. Friends.
Yeah. She's coming in right now. As a matter of fact.
Is she really?
No.
How do you take your coffee?
I take it with a little bit of cream.
That's
macchiato.
It?
Yeah.
A little macchiato. Bit what do you want for Father's Day?
Healthy kids. A teenager who will say hi and respect me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Starts at home.
Yeah.
Get them in there. Right on. Well, hey, nice catching up. Congrats on the show and everything.
Great to be here anytime, man. I love it.
Well, watch Big Little Lies Sundays on HBO. You can follow him on Instagram @Mr. James Tupper. Thanks for stopping by, James.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.